I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Previously on Feed the Beast.
I'm glad you didn't say Vlad was doing Tai Chi as well.
Yeah.
It's got bullet holes all through it.
Yeah.
I mean,
which was there
Omad
before.
Car.
Yeah.
Well, that's right.
I don't like this. I want to be me rather than morphing into a netrunner like that.
My name is Sky. I'm Sky Byrne. I'm with Pyrotechnica. How you been?
Because you were a scum and I'm going to fuck your shit up.
Okay, well, that is hostile.
Vladdy! Dobre jutna! How are you?
Come, drink vodka with us before you head out tomorrow.
Yes!
Wide-eyed. Like, he knows the court world, and he knows the streets of Night City. All he can muster is every, like, 10 seconds just a, holy shit!
Remember when I was a kid?
Searching. Naked. Want to add something?
God, no. I'll just keep it to myself.
And she gives you sort of a awkward wave and a grin.
Hi!
And now.
Wax will walk over.
Give me a perception check.
I'm imagining Winona Ryder.
That's good, yeah. Mm. I like, yeah. She's got that energy, certainly. Yeah.
Human perception?
You can do both if you like.
So 10 for human perception and 18 for regular perception.
For your perception, you can see that both of them are armed with handguns. His is nestled in his jacket.
Yep.
And hers is on her hip. So moving on to your human perception check, he's pretty unreadable.
Okay.
And as we were saying, the energy you get off her is kind of nerdy.
Yeah.
Wax, isn't it? I recognize you from the security footage.
Wax, as he approaches, he makes it very clear that he's armed. He's not concealing any of the weapons that are concealable. He has a sword strapped over his back. He has his deck strapped over his shoulder. He has a pistol hanging from his hip, and he has a large, heavy SMG dangling from the other side.
Jesus.
In, you know, a bodyweight suit.
She's picking up what you're putting down. She's like, cool.
Sup.
Look, you look kitted out for the job, huh?
So you wanted to chat?
Yeah, yeah. Are your colleagues?
They're coming.
After Wax leaves, do you guys hang around much longer? Or once he gets up and decides that's it?
I would assume that Spitfire would be following a lot more closely, whereas Sprocket is forced to do the
pleasant
European trace. Goodbyes.
Yeah, yes.
So it's like four kisses per family member. It's like, mwah, 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 mwah. Okay, goodbye. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Okay, yes, it's a good thing. Mwah, mwah,
yeah.
Mwah. You get it.
So Spitfire arrives just as the pleasantries are being concluded. You arrive, you know, 20 meters behind them.
Yeah.
And how much of a distance do you keep between yourself and them?
About 15 meters.
There's definitely a
There's a distance.
A distance.
It's not familial. It's not even
not at all,
polite.
Yeah.
As Spitfire is walking up to them, he just kind of, under his breath, whispers to Avid, "Hey, Avid, once the chick over there starts getting really in-depth into her spiel, I'll let you be the judge of when. Just go ahead and activate that analyzer we have going on." So one of the cybertech that Spitfire has is what's called a voice stress analyzer. Basically, because he's got the internal agent, mechanically speaking, it gives me a +2 to my human perception, but what it does is, and it forces the GM to do, it's a special lie detector that works for a minute, during which the DM rolls all your character's human perception and interrogation rolls privately, beeping once whenever a lie is detected or whenever they desire after a failed roll. But it also tells me beware of false positives and negatives. So his idea is once he knows that this guy is getting into like really ramping into this spiel, he's trying to catch her out. He knows that she's going to be lying about something because it's fucking corpse, but I wanted to test out my voice stress analyzer. So I mean, it's time to do it.
Against a corp who you're suspicious of, what better use for it?
Can you tell me what your base human perception is?
So my base is generally 5.
Okay.
So with the 2 is with
be
the 2
careful.
Is a 7.
So your empathy human perception is 5 normally.
Oh my god.
Yes.
And then with the analyzer it's 7.
Yes. And then you roll.
And then roll. So it's still using your own brain power to detect lies.
Yeah.
Great.
Because he's so goddamn awful, he realizes, I don't understand people at all. I need technology to help me out.
Do you come up to join Wax as a party?
I think so. He's gonna back him up.
Sky waves.
Hi, my name's Sky. Sky Byrne. You are...
Hello, I'm James.
Hi. This is Eugene. He nods. He's my driver. Thanks so much for meeting me, guys.
We're just waiting on one or two more.
Okay. Yeah. Should we wait before we get started? Or, I mean, I didn't bring donuts.
Oh, sorry, everyone. Sprocket comes out and literally, like, her face is covered in, like, various shades of lipstick. Her
bit
hair's,
grease as
yeah,
well. Yeah,
her hair's been ruffled. She's been through the works, all right. Vlad's got a little blinie in his little rat hands. She's got like a whole arm full of like different bottles of various liquors, and she's got like a basket dangling from a finger of like different foods that they've just like unloaded on her, and she's like, "Oh, sorry, that's why I don't visit home much. It takes forever to leave again. Who's this?"
"Oh, hi, Sky Byrne. I'm an exec with Biotechnica."
"All right, you guys tried to kill us many times."
"Well, no.
My name's Sprocket, and this is Vlad."
Hi, I am sorry. Did your friend not relay my apology? Highwire, technically, I was vetting him for a potential position on my team, and I'm sorry that he got a little out of hand. I shouldn't have encouraged him. It is my
fault.
It's
okay.
Look, fantastic. Hey, I'm glad to hear that.
Sprocket, they actually want to call it even because they tried to kill us, but we stole all their shit.
Yeah.
So now we start at a nice flat even, and now they want to talk to us.
I mean, we are alive, so we have old saying is that we live, then we see, and we're living, so now we're seeing.
Right, Sky.
Yeah, I guess the first item on the agenda, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are heading up to Fresno.
That's the plan.
Yeah, you're having a look at the old data servers there. Biotechnica has had to relinquish that site to Netwatch. They weren't very happy when they found out that we'd hired our own in-house help to try and clear the rabbids off our file server, and they quarantined the place. Now it's not really under our jurisdiction anymore, but the data on there is still, you know, technically Biotechnica property, and that's what Highwire was supposed to be bringing me a report into the viability of starting this up again, but looks like you guys are taking it under your own hands.
So what do you want from us?
A partnership. Like I said, even heaven needs friends, right? You guys have an amazing test bed growing food for your people. If you want, we could get into a licensing agreement and
we could have a research partnership between Biotechnica and Heaven, and you could help feed your people while testing out some of our experiments and products.
And forgive me, because it's been a little bit of some time with since I've been in the corp game, but what exactly would you be using your end of the research for, pray tell?
We need to see what the real-world applications are, a field test. And we'd be willing to let you have some of our premium developments to grow in Heaven if you provide us with a stream of data. I understand your suspicions, so I get it. The corporations of the last era did fuck a few things up. But, you know, that's not Biotechnica. That's not me.
Biotechnica was part of that old era, though. And it still seems like you want to be utilizing some of us as, how do I put it delicately? Sorry, Sprocket, but lab rats.
That's not.
I do find that term offensive. Rats are meant to run free.
I can guarantee that you would not be testing anything that we would consider unsafe.
And what exactly is your standard of safe?
I don't want to get too far into the science of it. There are rigorous genome mappings and human cell modeling done on computers to make sure that the plants that we create have no adverse effects when consumed.
Mm-hmm. End game being what?
The Night City is resurging, and I see an opportunity for us to feed people real food again. I think through the power of science and Biotechnica's assets, we can do that.
And this would be purely out of the goodness of your own hearts. That's the benefit that you get out of this.
Not exactly, no. I mean, we're still a company. We want to make a profit. We're going to have to license and sell these products at the end of the day. But Biotechnica is a small company. You know, even in the last era, we farmed most of the actual production out to Petrochem and Militech. We're about the science.
Yeah, that sounds great. It sounds like a good plan. Let's work together for a better tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sensing a little cynicism here.
Yeah, I mean, can you blame us?
Well, no.
No, of course not.
I mean, we could always try and get assets and then come to agreement after.
No, let's just go with this as an agreement. It sounds great. It sounds fine. It sounds really positive that we're going to help feed everyone. And
yeah, that's right. Advance the cause of science.
When we deliver on our end, we can work together and we can distribute and we can help Heaven and feed everyone and feed the world. That'd be really cool. But what we need right now is a kind of battle plan for going in. That's kind of what I'm interested in right now, is actually what you can deliver for us in the immediate. What are you offering right now?
Right now, I can give you a bit of a lowdown on what Netwatch put in place when they took over the site.
Right.
And then, if you'll allow me to accompany you, I have a list of what's most important on that server. I mean, you don't want to be in there any longer than you have to be, and I could help you identify what's most valuable, and you can stop me and Eugene getting shot.
Yeah, great. That sounds cool. Let's do that. Let's fire up the convoy and let's head there.
That's fantastic. Yeah, your friends are all in on that as well.
She like offers them like these little strange like little red cubes. Here, have some.
Oh, okay.
It's not poison. It's jelly, meat jelly.
Oh.
Who knows what kind of meat my cousin likes to keep me on toes. It's good.
Fantastic.
Sprocket, it's good with you.
Donuts next time. Eugene, donuts.
Sprocket.
Look, we need help, so we will take it one step at a time.
Spitfire.
Hey, look, I grew up corp. Why not go back to basics, right?
That makes me trust you even more.
Okay, I guess we'll follow you guys then.
They ate the meat jelly. I cannot believe.
Is Sprocket aware of, like, the gravity of working with corpse?
Not really.
No, no. I was curious to know if it's, like, this massive, like, she's utilizing her personality to throw them off, or it's just like, no, that's just
she's
Sprocket.
Never really dealt with corpse before. Like, corpse have been kind of interested in dealing with the Volkovs, but nothing Sprocket would have had to do.
A few of the media companies may have approached the Volkovs. It's can we put you on Brain Arts? Can we record some of your shows?
But like Galina, like the mother of the company, like she would have handled all that. So she kind of you know, is the businesswoman. And so Sprocket just does what Sprocket does.
It's just so interesting, right? Because the corp can look at that and go, is this an act? It's like, it's like the best defense, just blissful ignorance. It's amazing.
Yeah, what's your read on her after those?
He was 99% sure before, but this is just that thing of like, it's same old corp bullshit. He grew up Militech, so he knows enough to know that they'll say whatever they need to, they'll do whatever they need to. And they're very fucking good at thinking long term. He's pretty sure. I mean, in fact, he's adamant that they ain't getting into heaven.
I want a vibe check, so a human perception check from all of you for the end of the conversation.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Vibe check failed. I crit failed and now zero.
Yeah, so Sprocket's just like, oh, she looks nice. Yeah.
They ate the meat jelly. Yeah. Oh, only Vladdy would dare. He's the only one who eats it because he's crazy, man.
Stress analyzer well off by that time? Because it's only meant to be a minute.
The active 1 minute is only the lie detector. Yep. You always have it running. So you have that +2 at all times.
Okay, in which case that's a 14.
Great.
Nice.
16.
So Wax is most across it. The impression you get is that she's young. She does have some idealistic qualities, but you could maybe sense already the eroding of that.
It's the corporate sensibility of things in the way of progress are things in the way of progress. Mm. And if that means human lives, then fuck it.
I don't think... get the impression that she's not there yet. She hasn't got to that point yet.
Is she in the spectrum of... Do you know, what's the name of the corp that's in heaven? It's not...
Stormtech.
Yeah, because we have Stormtech within heaven. So we have a version of corps where we can see the value of, and it's not just at the expense of everything that's good and reasonable. So do we get the vibe that she's along that lines or not?
You get the feeling that she is more towards that side, at least personally. You know, Biotechnica is a bioscience company, which it screams mad science and progress at any cost, which is the idea that you're getting at. The vibe you get from her is that she's at the beginning of, I can change things from the inside.
Yes.
Mm.
She's at the beginning of that journey.
Yeah.
But we all know what the end of that journey is.
She's still an idealist at this point.
At this point, yeah. To metagame ever so slightly, I don't want you to walk away with the impression that she is corpo evil.
Well, Spitfire does have that impression.
That's fine, yeah.
Because that's what he believes they are.
Yeah.
Wax, similarly.
Yep.
He trusts that she's a good person. It's a shame she's going to die.
You just can't be a good person inside the corporate.
No.
Sprocket's got no fucking clue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice lady.
Yeah.
And, you know, she might be an idealist, but she's working for a company that has those long-term plans to get back to the status they were at 25 years ago. And that's the one thing that Spitfire hates most is seeing that the status quo is trying to crawl its fucking way back.
We tried to steal from them. They tried to defend that ship. We're thieves. We're edge runners. Fuck them.
But Eugene opens the back door of her luxury ground car provided by BT.
Oh, is that what we're calling it now? No longer is it
Biotechnica.
Is it just BT?
BT.
Are we so familiar with it?
Yeah.
We're past long names. It's BT.
I've said Biotechnica like 500 times.
We're in bed with them at this point.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. She's in the convoy. And they wait for...
Alejandro. And Nina.
They fall in behind you to get back on the highway. Yep. And they kind of respectfully kind of take the rear. And the buggies are on the kind of outsides of the convoy, and you tear away into the California countryside. There's a few more towns as you head north, defunct, redundant, sandblasted, then east across swaths of poisoned, useless land, punctuated by the frozen convoy of pylons marching hypnotically towards the horizon. At the town of Shandon, the road squeezes itself northeast up into the mountains, and the world becomes dry, yellow, as far as the eye can see. Dust climbs into the beckoning expanse above. After an hour and a half on the road, San Joaquin Valley opens in front of you. Once America's breadbasket, now it seems to contain nothing but crumbs. They pumped so much groundwater out of here before the collapse, it sank parts of the land, damaging roads, bridges, dam defenses. Miles of untended nothing are briefly interrupted by a nexus of activity in the middle distance. With unsettling precision, drones carry out their arcane tasks around several shining chrome frames, moving slowly across a fresh patch of startlingly green land. Beneath their solar panels, you can just make out the logos of Biotechnica and Petrochem. One last turn to the north towards Fresno. Endless farmland and a little bit of traffic. A pickup piled with scrap. And then boosters on bikes powering after some maniac and a high-performance relic from the previous age. Barely glance at you as they barrel past your cars and are gone. And then Fresno comes slowly at first. Container yards, truck stops, a packing plant, warehouses. Then just like that, the highway leads you past hollow empty houses over the 99 and you're going past Fresno proper, downtown. Did you get a good look? Because that was it.
That was Fresno.
That was it. That was downtown.
Oh, wow.
Blink and you miss it. It's gone.
I would have seen it. I'm driving.
Yeah, but... You get about
was in conversation with Janie. It's like
you missed it. There's historic tower district. Oh, it's gone. The rest is just cookie cutter houses. And finally, you come off the highway by a titanic big box store. Cut across the buckling asphalt, you reach California State University, Fresno.
Sprocket, darling, your friend Sky is suggesting you pull over into the abandoned rodeo before we get to the destination.
Why would she do that?
Her agent is saying if you don't want to get shot by the defenses, you might want to make a little plan first.
Oh, okay. Have it her way then. All right, everyone. We have a slight detour because it looks like there is trouble ahead. This is going.
Alejandro hops out of his buggy. He climbs out of the bucket seat and jogs over and knocks on the window if it's still there at the driver's side.
It's not.
Okay.
On the driver's side. Yeah. No, it's still there.
It's still there. Okay.
Our back window's gone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sprocket, there's a nasty gang runs this town. The Bulldogs, they called. They run out of the stadium just the other side of the campus. I thought maybe we could run a perimeter for you and you call us when you're ready.
Sounds good to me, Alejandro.
Let's roll, guys.
And they hop back in and they do a couple of fun donuts in the dirt before they tear off.
Do you want to know what Alejandro does in the circus?
Yes, please.
He does like Evel Knievel acts.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So they do the little the spinning where it's like someone's standing.
Steel ball of death?
Yeah, someone's like standing in the and the motorcycles are like going around, like missing their face by inches.
Are the Bulldogs known in Night City at all? Or is this expressly a gang that rolls on the highways and such?
It's a Fresno-based kind of gang. Yeah, so the Gridiron team back in the day was the Bulldogs.
The Fresno Bulldogs. Right.
That's right. And now it's a gang. Also, in our present day and age, also a gang called the Bulldogs in Fresno.
Oh, right.
So nothing has changed. Yes. They're off to kind of make sure you guys aren't troubled while you are performing your business. The campus of California State U was never a prize heifer in its day, and decades of neglect have not helped. But not far away up the end of this block, within sight, is the Jasper Agricultural Science Building. It was the last building completed on the campus before the collapse and the town was eventually abandoned. So it has lovely modern sensibilities for 20-odd years ago. And stands lonely and hollowed out. Just behind the two cars that you climb out of, Sky wanders over. She gestures to Eugene to hold out his hollow projector light, points it at the hood of the SUV. A miniature of the building that you can see in the background comes to light over the top.
Okay, I guess this is where I fulfill my end of the bargain.
Yeah.
So I don't have the exact specifications of what NetWatch would have installed, but I can tell you a couple of really key pieces of information. So it's a 3-floor building. The computer water modeling and visualization suite is the place that NetWatch took over to run their emplaced quarantine defenses from. That's about 30 meters into the building. On the ground floor. Any surprises left behind for potential intruders will be controlled from there. And then your dad, he was actually working on the top floor. He was between the genomics lab and plant pathology, this lab halfway down and this one at the end. You can probably get into the old Biotechnica research net from either of those locations. Now, I'm sure they would have left something behind, some kind of bots or something. They're probably a bit more hefty than what you ran into at our site not long ago. I won't bill you for the destroyed robots, of course. Okay.
Yeah, they just give her like a stare.
But if you breach quarantine, a life defense will probably be triggered. Now, they'll probably come whizzing out of Night City in an AV. Who knows what exactly they'll bring to bear, but it probably won't be pretty. Once you're in that net, I can tell you what sort of things you're looking for. But of particular interest, I think, is going to be drone swarms that we're working on and pest control nanobots as well.
Should we, at least from what your intel states, should we be expecting any human resistance?
Not initially.
Until they hear signal and come to blow us to bits.
They're not going to have people stationed here 24/7. But yeah, if you break quarantine seals in that building, then it'll send a radio signal to NetWatch headquarters in Night City.
What kind of time frame do you estimate there?
Well, as the crow flies with an AV from Night City, can't be longer than 10-15 minutes.
All right. We can work quickly like that. It's part of our MO.
You know, there's rabbits that your dad was working on bypassing in the old Biotechnica section of the net, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I hope you have a plan for that.
I've already beat one before.
Cool. Wow, your dad really had the goods, huh?
Yeah, it's genetic.
Eugene and I will stick behind you guys.
Cool.
I'm more of a scientist than a fighter, so...
You coming in with us?
You're coming in?
Well, I don't want to be out here when NetWatch arrives.
Oh, this will be fun.
Right.
No, you'll like it. Once you get a taste for it, it all becomes very natural. Don't worry. Maybe you should have brought different shoes.
It's all right. We'll make sure you don't get shot.
Your armor jackets have holes in them, so...
But we don't.
Eugene, I'm thinking this might not be my most intelligent idea.
All right, is that all you can tell us about the inside of that building?
I can give you a general layout.
Yeah.
Each floor is divided into one long corridor, with the north side has all the various labs, and then the south side on each floor is given over to lounge and flex modules, you know,
right.
Places to discuss science.
So we're entering from the west side, walking up that corridor, going east. Everything important is on our left-hand side or the north side.
That's correct, yeah. There's a stairwell by the grand entrance in
yeah.
the east, one at the far end of the building as well, next to the elevator.
You have weapons, right?
She's got a handgun, and Eugene has his as well. It looks like his suit jacket is armored as well.
Okay.
Not exactly kind of... hardened combat veterans, but
push comes to shove, they can at least fire it.
When she draws her weapon, you can see that she holds it properly.
Mm. They got yeah. corp training.
Yeah.
Basic defense.
They know how to fire a pistol.
She does, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to refresh my memory exactly, from our team's perspective, what are we looking... What is our primary... Like, just
primary objective. Get to the old Biotechnica research net. Get the Wings code base, combine it with the files that Wax is carrying to create the final form of Wings.
Yep.
Get deep into that net, recover the valuable Biotechnica research, get out without getting killed.
Easy.
So it's really wax is going to get all up in the net, and we're going to
not die.
Cover
and yeah,
hope for the best.
buying wax time in what minimal time we have.
Correct.
Yes. Yeah.
And we need to move quick because, as they've stated, there's pretty much not much of a chance that we're not going to tip them off that we're in there.
Yeah.
So it's just get in, go fast, eliminate everything in our way, get what we need, get the fuck out.
And on the ground floor is where Netwatch set up their
defense
systems.
Yeah.
So if you want to bypass the systems, it's a different net on the ground floor.
Okay.
Cool.
All right.
So what I think we probably want to do is we want to go in, we want to disable Netwatch's systems on the ground floor.
You want to hit that net first?
Yeah, I think we should. It'll make the rest of it easier. It might delay them in their response.
I mean, it's the important thing, right? We're gonna utilize a lot of time on that ground floor, but then we also negate a lot of the time it's going to take if we don't do that.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's my hope.
All right, we can get you into that space on Netwatch. You do your business and we shall not die.
Yeah, I like that plan. That's a good plan.
Sounds good.
Let's go.
So leaving the cars in the Rodeo, about 50 meters from the building, you start approaching directly from the south.
We will arm ourselves to the teeth with everything we've got. Grenades, shotguns, assault rifle, crossbow, everything.
And we got Nod and we got Jane.
Don't forget my sledgehammer.
The last 30 meters to the building are taken up by an overgrown garden with stone paths, little trees and bushes that have since grown wild. And that marks the beginning of the kind of perimeter of the building. Mm. So what do you do as you reach that 30-meter mark?
Let's do perception rolls to see if there are any...
Spitfire stays low, like kind of crouching low as we're coming up and we're doing those perceptions.
No one's got like a machete, right?
No, I have a sword.
you don't need to cut through it. It's not that overgrown.
But it's cool.
Use your sledgehammer.
There's another...
I roll 15.
14 for Sprocket.
And 21 for Spitfire.
21?
21.
So you're the only one who has the technical know-how to spot the aerial drone mount on the ceiling and the cameras mounted on the corners of the building, which cover the entire perimeter.
Hey, everyone, you remember when we busted your little Operation Sky back at the Biotechnica building. You remember how we had a few cameras with a bit of blind spots and such? Well, if you look there, there, and there, those cameras pretty much sweep over everything. And I'm going to take an educated guess and say that as soon as they spot any one of us for even a split second, up on top there, there's going to deploy that drone. And it's not going to do a little sweep around the building like last time. It's going to be a little bit more aggressive.
Right, well, I'm going to try. I'm going to see if there's any access points. I'm going to scan. 8.
Oof.
Which 16 is 16 meters. Meters.
Well, there's nothing in this half of the garden that you could get into a net with.
There's nothing that I can see that would allow me access to net run into that thing.
And there's no blind spots.
Nope, none.
Would we dress in the weeds and try and sneak through camouflage?
It's gonna be a motion sensor. I mean, if we
low light, UV, thermal.
I mean, you can put a goddamn box over our head with spray paint Biotechnica on it, or Netwatch on it. They're still gonna see us.
It was suggestion.
Suggestion
fucking
noted.
Solid snake it. Just get in a box. Hide in a box. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to be a bit of a realist here. I don't think we're not going to be knocking on the front door. They're going to see us coming. Question is, will that drone follow us into the building? Because I'm going to say no.
How big is this drone?
It's not a mini air drone. It's a regular size air
drone. It looks like
a
much more aggressive combat.
How could it fit through double doors?
No. Okay, it's definitely an outside drone.
Great,
yeah.
So we just want to smash through doors?
Well, ways into the building, the grand entrance at the east end. The lounge area is all windows, floor-to-ceiling windows here. Or you could try and get in the fire exit on the east end of the building.
Hmm. We could go back, get car, drive through. Big smash. We're going in anyway, right?
Ah, so we don't just knock on the front door. We goddamn tear it down. Spitfire looks over at Jane, almost like a, can we do it?
I like her idea. I mean, we're not going to get anywhere sneaking up, so let's go in hard and quick.
All right. Fuck this thing.
Sky's like,
We're not using your car. It's fine.
Yes, we are.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, we're not going to damage our method of escape by driving it potentially into a building.
Okay, we are using your car. Thank you for offering it.
Do you want to drive, I guess?
Yes, I would like to be doing driving. No offense, Eugene.
I guess we'll all pile in the back.
I'm sure there's enough room for...
Just sit on the lips. Okay. It's fine.
So you'll seven of us. Squeeze into the back of this luxury car. Leather seats.
This is very European.
A little, bar in the side.
You got to stack three a chair.
Yeah, that's right.
This is seven of us. Three in the front, four in the back.
Yeah, yeah. And just kind of hang on to something.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's fine.
Excellent.
Great.
Okay.
Give me a drive check.
We're doing with my way. Crit. So
and total?
No, I haven't rolled again. But
well, roll again, darling. On a 9.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a 33. So suddenly Sprocket's doing pretty well.
Sprocket's always been doing pretty well.
What I'm going to do in this situation is just hand the description over to you. What do you do?
So everyone's like piled in, squeezed in. Sprocket is very calm, weirdly. She's going to punch it, get the tires squealing. She's kind of like revving herself up. She's really enjoying the fact that now everyone has to play by rules and the gun did nothing.
Yeah, we're in nomad territory now.
So she's just kind of... Okay, we go! She kind of like does a loop just to kind of like build
get
some,
the speed up.
Build some momentum, do like some crazy donuts.
Everyone's like, oh god.
Yeah, everyone's like leaning to the side, leaning to the other side, and then she just drives straight and pure, straight through the glass window.
As soon as you hit that 30 meter mark into the garden, the drone launches.
Mm-hmm.
You hear its loudspeaker go, "You are entering it," and you're already, hitting the glass.
And as soon as she gets through, she slams the brakes and squeals to the side. So it's like a
conference
really,
tables, go flying, chairs smash against the lab walls, and then you pull to a halt.
You have been listening to Feed the Beast, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/RollToCast. Cyberpunk Red and all associated properties are trademark of R. Talsorian Games. Used with permission.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.